Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Happy Sunday to everyone out there listening to me, and Happy New Year in advance. Today, it's Uncluttered again, and thanks for joining in. It's almost the end of the year, and today we'll be talking about what this year taught me, taught you, about love, loss, and letting go. As this year comes to an end, I don't want us to rush into celebration without reflecting on things we've been through this year. Because before joy, there was pain. Before laughter, there was tears. And also before strength, there was breaking. Anything can break you, from love to work to your everyday life, even your children, anything. This year taught many of us lessons we never asked for. Some of us lost people we loved deeply. some lost relationship that meant everything. Some of us lost dreams, peace, and some of us lost the version of themselves, the thought they would always recognize. Because now some of us don't even know who we are anymore. Because a lot of things has come and go. A lot of lesson has turned us to who we are not. And some of us are ending this year still standing but very tired. Tonight on Unclouded, we are not pretending everything is okay. We've never done that, and we're not about to start. We are not rushing to healing. We are not forcing happiness. Because when you force things, it doesn't work. We are doing something braver. We are looking back. Gently. And asking one honest question. What did this year teach us about love, loss, and letting go? Tonight, as usual, we talk softly. We reflect deeply. Tonight, we close this year uncluttered. And I'm your girl, Samba. But before we go on, let's go on a short break.
I don't know when I'm coming back. I'll be gone for a little while, but I will keep myself for me and you. I'll be back for you. I don't know what the future brings, but I want you to be with me. A good day, hope and praise, and make you wait for me, 'cause I'll come back for you. Darling, you hold my love, you are my prize, and I'll run to the finish line. My love, I'm not gonna leave you. I'm not gonna bounce your call. You'll be always on my mind. Yeah, yeah. I'll be so far away. Promise you'll wait for me. I could think of you every day, my love. Yeah, yeah. I may not come today, but I'll be with you again. I could pray for you.
Hey fam, welcome back to Uncluttered. The song you just listened to is Wait For Me by John Drill. Now let's continue. Let's talk about love that changed shape. This year, you know, taught us that love doesn't always stay the same. It might stay the same for a while, but not for too long. Some people we thought would stay forever didn't. What do? We move on. Some people surprised us. And don't get it wrong. Sometimes it's bad. Not a good surprise. Some people, they surprised us in a good way. And those ones that did it in a bad way is what we call disappointment. Some disappointed us. Some showed us love wasn't what we imagined. Yeah, because sometimes you think, oh, love is happily ever after, like I thought when I was growing up. I never knew love was a battle. Yes. If you don't get it right, it's like a battle. You need to fight one way or the other every day of your life to survive. Love changed shape. And that change hurts. Sometimes it hurts a little, sometimes it hurts badly. Depending on how you feel. Depending on how you can take things. Depending on your experience, what you've been through in life. But that same love also taught us clarity. It showed us who was consistent, who was conditional, and who loved us loudly. It also showed us who loved us only when it was convenient for them. Yeah, some people love when it's convenient for them. They don't love for real. They just love maybe because at a point in their life they are feeling lonely and they just needed somebody to occupy that space. It's not because you are their choice, but it's because you're that person that works for them, that will work for them at that period. You're just filling that space. As soon as they get what they want, they shove you out. That's what it means when somebody is loving you when it's convenient for them. I'll ask you, what kind of love did you experience this year? And what did it teach you? We are talking about this because whatever it is you've been through this year, I want you to take a break. Take 1 minute. Think about it and think about how you're going to move forward. And if it's going good for you this year, you still have to think about it. Yeah. You have to think of how to maintain it, how to keep it. Because every good thing in life, yeah, needs you to maintain it. Keep it up, don't change. That is why you should always be you whenever you're going into any relationship. Because when you change, when you do it because you want to catch somebody's attention, it's like a smoke. No matter how much you cover it, it's going to sneak out from somewhere. And you won't be able to cover it. When it's out, it's out. So think about it. What kind of love did you experience this year? And what did it teach you? Let's talk about the losses we didn't prepare for. Because I don't know whether you're that kind of person that always, you know, prepare yourself, you know, for that. Because when something is sweet and it's going on good, you don't ever sit down and think about, oh, what will happen? What will I do if it goes south or north, east or west? Do you ever think about that? And don't get it wrong. Not all losses came as death. Some losses were quieter. We're talking about the loss of trust, safety. The loss of friendship, betrayal. Ah, people we care though. That one is deep. The loss of friendship. When you think the person that you wake up with every day, the person you eat with, you go out with, is that person that is ruining your life. Laughing with you and killing you. That can be very painful. That can be very disappointing. That can be heartbreaking. The loss of family closeness. That's even worse. the loss of direction. You don't know where you're going. Suddenly you get to a point, you don't know whether to go left or to go right, or to keep moving or go back. Sometimes in a journey, you have to go back. Some say, oh, Lord, when you're in Los Angeles, God will not let me go back in my life. Or when you wake up. Sometimes you have to go back and plan again. Look at your map and check yourself. Don't put sentiment into it. The God will not let me go back. In Jesus' name, I will not go back. What's all that? If you leave home and you forget your map at home, won't you go back home? Or you forget the address of where you're going, won't you go back home? You will go back and find it. Unless you want to turn to Johnny Walker. You know, the loss of who we used to be. I've always told you something, yeah? Don't change for anyone. And I will say it over and over and over again. Don't change. Be yourself. That is why you need to love yourself before you start loving anyone. And you know, the crazy thing is, some losses that didn't even get sympathy. People didn't know how much it hurts. But it still hurt. Loss taught us that grief doesn't always wear black. Sometimes it looks like silence. Sometimes it looks like distance. And sometimes it's smile hiding pain. A lot of people are suffering and smiling. If you dig deep behind that smile, you will know that they are dying inside. You will know that they are in pain. A lot of people are so depressed beyond anyone's imagination, but every day they wake up, the smile, the laugh. And they will be the one looking after each other people. Are you okay? Are you fine? But deep down, they just wish somebody would just ask them, how are you doing? Are you okay? Ask yourself, what did I lose this year? That still lives quietly in my heart. While you're asking yourself that, we'll go on another short break. It's your girl, Samba.
For me to say gonna say it anyway. I've fallen out of love with you. No, say me, I do you right. I wonder why you do me wrong. How did I miss the signs? Could I read between the lines? That I don't call you anymore. Did you even know this? That I don't miss you when you're gone. See, shock will hold me down. Before I know, that's so she said to me. Oh, 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 she can.
Hey, welcome back to Uncluttered. You just listened to Chike, Out of Love. Chike said he didn't even notice because Chike was not paying attention. So that is why I'm saying to you, pay attention to what you've been through this year. You don't want to make that same mistake next year. For some people, there's no new year. Some people will say, oh, every day is every day. There's nothing like new year. But to you, that feels like that. Don't carry your yesterday into tomorrow, if that makes sense. Don't carry the past into your future. I mean, your experience means a lot, but it's better for you to sit down, rearrange yourself. Think about what you don't want to do again. Think about the things you don't want to repeat. If you're walking on a long road, you don't like it, find a shorter road. And if you're walking on a shorter road, you don't like it, find a longer one. I hope you understand. Now, let's talk about the grief we carried silently all through this 2025. There's been a lot. I don't know about you, but I know about myself. There's been one or two things, and I've learned, and it has helped me to move forward in my journey. And the reason we are here every Sunday is to teach ourselves, is to learn from each other. Don't think you're learning from me only. I'm learning from you too. Because I get messages from, you know, some of you. We do have conversations, we do talk. I gain experience also. I think I'm helping for you to help me. And you're helping for me to help others. So let's talk about the grief we carry silently. Many of us grieved in silence this year. A lot of us. Personally, I have grieved for good 7 years in silence. I can talk about it now because I am healing. I'm still in the process. And it's getting better. And do you know why we do that? Because we don't want to explain. Because people expected us to be strong. Especially the men. You always expect the men to be strong. I don't know who even started this thing. I wish I can bring that person back to this life and spank that person. You made our men, our boys, to believe that they're not supposed to show feelings. They're not supposed to express themselves, express their pain, express heartbreaks. They are human, for God's sake. They've got blood running in their veins. And please, our Gen Z parents, please, you need to do something about that. Let your boys understand that they have feelings and they have the right to express themselves. You don't have to be strong all the time. Show your feelings. Show how you feel. If you need to cry, cry. If that is going to help you. Also, because we are tired of hearing, you'll be fine, you'll be okay. And the way people say, they say like, you know, you being fine is going to happen in the next few hours or tomorrow or next tomorrow. But they don't understand that it takes time. And we stay quiet, we grieve in silence because we don't feel, you know, safe being vulnerable, because people will take advantage of it, because we are scared. Because of that, we carried it alone. I carried mine alone for a long time. But you know what? I have few people that do check. Just call and say, how are you doing? Like my friend Michael, he will always ask, check on me, how are you doing? Hope you're okay. Sometimes you can really get silly about it, but I don't mind. But silent grief still counts. Unspoken pain still matters. And the tears you cried in the dark still matters also. No matter how bad it is, there will always be joy in the morning. So please, you need to work on it. If you cannot handle it, I always tell you, I'm not a therapist. No, I'm not. But get help. You can get help from your doctors. They'll give you a referral who you can talk to, who to see, or you find a good therapist to talk to. You can't dwell in it forever. You need to get over it. Heal with time. Don't let anybody force you. Don't rush. Take your time. But try and make sure that you heal. You move on with your life. So I'm going to ask you, where did you hide your pain this year? Go and find it and dig it out. Trash it. Okay? I'm with you. Take care of yourself. Don't take it to another year. Bin it, trash it, let it be your past. Because now we're going to talk about when holding on hurt more than letting go. It's not easy, but we'll get there. This year taught us that holding on can sometimes hurt more than letting go. That's what I've learned over the years. It get worse. It can't get better. It can only get worse. But when you let go, you start feeling that, you know, you start feeling that light weight. You start getting better. You start letting happiness into your life. Some of us held on to people who are no longer choosing us for years. some of us to situations that drained us completely, and we're still holding on to it like a savior. For how long? And some of us to hope that wasn't being matched with actions. Some will say, oh, I want to become a nurse. I want to become a doctor. You think it's DIY? Do you think being a doctor is DIY? Or is it like cooking jollof rice and stew? I will go and study. Go to school. Take your science seriously. It's not English study. And if you know, say your brain no carry am, find something else. Because some of you want to become what you know you cannot. You can't even try. You don't even have the knowledge. You don't even have the capacity. Yeah, this is unclouded. We say it exactly the way it is. You don't know much. You want to become a doctor. You want to study science. Come on. Let's stop deceiving ourselves and make life easier for ourselves. Yeah, you know, sometimes letting go felt like, you know, failure. But staying will keep destroying us over and over every single day, every second, every minute. And letting go does not mean we don't care. It means you're finally caring about yourself, your mental health. Yeah, it means you're caring about yourself. You're looking after yourself. Ask yourself, what did I hold on to longer than I should have? Ask yourself and do something about it. If somebody is lying to you, don't lie to yourself. The best way to talk like no. Even you that they are lying to, if you don't know, the person lying knows. But you know what? Don't lie to yourself. I know it's not easy. It's easy to say it. Yeah. But that's why we are here encouraging each other. You need to try. Okay? Let's go on a short break. I'm with you.
I see you as you leave. I feel it. I see it as you leave. When we kiss, I went deep. Boy, you're me like I was a queen. What spell did it cast on me? Or was it a make-believe? You say, girl, never be afraid. ever, ever loving me. Those words I hung into. Oh God, I was a fool. You became my bad habits, keeping up appearances so you could notice. The things that left the keys, that's crazy.
Hey, welcome back to Uncluttered. That is Asha. I love her. That song is Bimbanke Femisile. But you know what? This is Uncluttered. I'm not going to leave you guys. No. I'm going to remind you every day that it is okay to move on. It is okay to make yourself happy. Don't let anyone tell you you're not good enough. Don't let anyone tell you you're not beautiful. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You can't be beautiful for everybody. You just need that one person that sees the gold in you. Monkey no fine, mama like cow. There's always that person for every one individual in this life. You just have to be patient and love yourself while you're being patient. That's all you need. Let's talk about the version of me that survived. You may not be the same person you were in January. And you know what? That's okay. You're quieter now, more cautious. It's okay. You're more aware. That's good. You're improving. You're more protective of your heart. That's okay. That's definitely fine. You're more selective. But don't overdo it. It's okay to be selective. But don't overdo it. Every good thing, too much of it can be bad. Survival changes people. And growth doesn't always look loud. Sometimes it looks like boundaries. Yeah. So how did this year change you? Is it for better or is it for worse? Mine changed me for better. I can boldly say that, yes. If you don't match it, if you're not what I think you are, Omo, throw it out. I don't waste time because I know what I want. I'm not going to let anybody make me feel smaller than I am. Because I don't even feel small. I feel big because I'm big. Yeah. Yeah, you might think I'm not big, but inside of me, in my brain, in my head, I feel big. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of the woman I've become. I'm proud of all the experiences I've been through. I'm proud of how I came out of it. I'm proud of how I handled it. I'm proud of being a mother. I am a strong woman. And I know you out there, you are strong also. You just have to find your inner strength. And it's there waiting for you. Just find it. Stretch and find it. Love yourself. Be proud of yourself. You know what I do most of the time? Most people that knows me, they always hear me say, Omolara Pele. Yes. I greet myself. Yes, I do that. Because I'm proud of myself. Sometimes I tell myself, hey girl, I'm proud of you. Keep going. Let's talk about forgiveness without closure. Some apologies never came. Yes. Some conversation never even happened. And you know the worst part of it? Some explanations never arrived. And forgiveness becomes something we did for peace, not permission. Forgiveness didn't mean what they did was okay. No, it doesn't mean that. It means we are tired of carrying the weight. Would you need to forgive? Not because they deserve it. Because some people don't deserve forgiveness. Some people are so wicked. They don't deserve forgiveness. But you deserve peace. That is why sometimes you just need to forgive people. Because you don't want them to hold you as a slave. A slave of your anger, the slave of your thought. You don't want to be a slave to that. So some people you forgive them because you deserve peace. What about the pain? I mean, the lesson pain taught us as a person. You know what I always think? I always think pain teaches us lesson joy will never ever teach us. Yeah. Pain helps us to grow. It makes us stronger. But I pray we'll never go through pain that will kill us. I pray that we'll never go through pain. Because some pain, thinking about it. Some will make you lose your mind. You will become empty. I pray we'll never go through pains like that. Oh, shit. I know what I'm saying. I pray we will never experience that. Pain taught us boundaries, self-respect, because if you've been dealt with, you will learn some things by force. You will learn to give people boundaries, set boundaries for people. It will teach you emotional honesty. And pain also will teach you when to walk away. Because some people don't know how, they don't know when to walk away from abusive relationship. They don't know when to walk away. They just sit there and hoping it will get better, it will get better. And pain can also teach you how to speak. Speak out loud. Speak for yourself. Pain will refine you. I swear. Pain will refine you as a person. Now, what are you taking into a new year? Yeah, we're not taking everything with us. Not self-blame, not guilt. Not people who kept hurting us. No. We're done. Not the habit that drained us. We're not taking that to New Year. We're not taking the silence that swallowed us. We're not taking it to New Year. Some things must end here in 2025. My dear, what are you leaving behind this year? I want you to think deep about it. We'll go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba.
Mwanyi di mana mwanyi kibe ya eni lebe joro ufanya jisu ugo mwa meje jemba odi beze mwa mede moko anya poro unu baje bwa sinabriba mwa mekenem yekenem 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 go oya di
you're my melody my sweet baby the one where they make my heart go jim jim and shake body. I promise you, you go chop money. The love way you give me so, and I don't really. The queen will own my heart, the crown upon my head, the essence of my life. Oh, give no before. The queen will own my heart, the crown upon my head, the essence of my life. Oh, give no before. Like milk, heaven lost an angel when you came to me. You're so amazing, baby. I have to say it twice.
Hey, fam, welcome back to Unclouded. That is Timmy Dakolo. Oh, Bim, that is the feeling I want to take into the new year. Happy mood, happiness, love. Fulfillment. What are you carrying forward? Me, I'm carrying forward wisdom, strength, boundaries, lots of boundaries, compassion. I'm carrying forward lessons I've learned this 2025. I'm also carrying forward self-awareness. Hope. Gently held. Not rushed up. Not loud. No. But quiet hope. What are you choosing to carry into the new year? Me, I'm closing the year with grace, and I'm sure you're doing the same thing. You did not fail this year. You survived it. Yes, you loved. You lost. Because you lost because it's not meant to be. You lost because that's another step for you to get to where exactly you're going to. You learned. You let go. That counts also because it's a step forward. You know what? As we close this year, I want you to hear this clearly, clearly. You did the best you could with what you knew and what you had. Also, what you were carrying. If you are ending this year tired, that's okay. It's okay. If you are ending it healing, that's okay also. And if you are ending it still figuring out things, that is also okay. Yes, it's okay. You survived a year that tested you. Come on. Be grateful. It can only get better. And survival is not small. No, it is not. It's just the beginning of the best. I want to say thank you for walking this year with me on Unclouded. Thank you for choosing honesty over pretending. And also thank you for sitting with your truth. This chapter is ending, and we're going to continue another chapter next year. And the next one, we enter softer, wiser, and more self-aware. I am your girl, Samba. And I will see you next year. Happy New Year in advance. I love you all and thank you. Good night.
Open my eyes, show me who they for me. Make a note of rose with my enemy. Scatter them far away across the seven seas. Help away the disguise, not principality. Oh Lord, have mercy, mercy. This fake love on the plenty, plenty. Then they try to man dirty, dirty. Jaja, maja, shesi, shesi, yo, yo. Who bond the best in person? We won't cross me, may them try me, try me. Red eye, no more body, body. Thank you, my light, I'm sorry, sorry, oh. I, when I show. May they make way when I show. May they guess I go the boss. I go the dengue, I go the boss. Then go back, I go the car when I show. May they make way when I show. May they guess I go the boss. I go the dengue, I go the boss. Then go back, I go the car.
As you can see, I'm just beginning. And I trouble nobody. So make nobody bother me. You see me, now God they fight for me. Nobody touching me can stop my destiny. Waiting at do. Yeah, be your daily news. Been a long time and I pay my dues. I'm premium now, so I pick and choose.
Need Apache, one more be more jay. Bad boy dicks, I know I apologize. Bet on myself and I'm rolling the dice. Kill me, oh Lord, have mercy, mercy. These fake love on the plenty, plenty. Then they try to man dirty, dirty. Jaja, maja, jessy, jessy, yo, yo. Who gon' the pessy, pessy? We won't cross me, may they try me, try me. Red eye, no more party, party. Can't kill my light, I'm sorry, sorry, oh. When I show, me they make way, when I show. Me they go say, I go the boss. I go the dengue, dengue, I go the boss. They go back, I go the girl, when I show. Me they make way, when I show. Me they go say, I go the boss. I go the dengue, dengue, I go the boss. They go back, I go the girl.
At Radio Africana,
wishing you a healthy and happy holiday season.
Let's go, go.
Merry Christmas.
We are wishing you a Merry Christmas.
To insult your intelligence, why? Do I believe that we have met? Maybe not in this life. Time's frozen for a second, so I'm thinking tonight. Break the ice, or better still, we can set it aside. Temporarily, my temperature is telling me that you got me so hot. Stuck, girl, there is no remedy, I. But you don't know me well enough to reply. And I don't really know you that well. It's funny, you have something in your teeth, but would you try to stop me? If I wanna take it out, cause you don't know me properly. Girl, I think you're lovely, but you turn this bad boy into a busybody. I see you're too busy for me. Or maybe I'm just busy for me. Will you call me when you're ready for me? It's crazy, baby, how I don't care at all. Then I don't really know you that well.
I really wanna tell you how my day went. Really want to spend the weekend. I for sure you this thing I'm feeling.
Oh yeah, but I don't really know you that well.
I really wanna kiss you in the face, baby. And maybe every other place, baby.
We can go there if
I
want to, but me, I don't know.
Oh no.
Why I think I love you when I don't really know you that well. We can go there
if I
want to, but me, I don't know.
Oh no.
Why I think I love you when I don't really know you that well.
So you be my controller, see me see this parola. I just wanna come home to you, spend every night telling bad jokes. Be my boyfriend, I'll be up in my boyfriend jeans. Have a baby with my boyfriend jeans. If you want my boyfriend, I'll be up in my boyfriend dreams. But I don't really know you that well, well. I wanna go with you, do this life with you, ride or die for you. But I don't really know you that well. I really wanna tell you how my day went. Really want to spend the weekend. I for sure you this thing I'm feeling.
But I don't really know you that well.
I really wanna kiss you in the face, baby.
In the face, baby.
And maybe every other place, baby. If you like, say I don't remember, say I don't really know you that well.
We can go there if
I
want to, but me, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Why I think I love you when I don't really know you that well. We can go there
if I
want to, but me, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Why I think I love you
when I don't really know you that well.